Hello and welcome once again to Newcastle Roots Music Radio from Roots of the World, your monthly podcast to the very best in world, roots and folk music, with a particular focus on music that you'll be able to catch in Northeast England over the next month. As always, we've got a Northeast featured artist of the month, and we play a track at the beginning and the end of the podcast. And this month, it's Newcastle-based singer-songwriter Debs McCoy, and we're going to hear, first of all, a beautiful song called Nightingale. You were listening to Debs McCoy there. Nightingale was the song, and the album's Tiny Wooden Blocks. And right at the end of the podcast, we'll be hearing more from Debs McCoy. If you want to find out about any of the artists, go to the playlist on my website, www.rootstheworld.blogspot.co.uk. Click on the name of the artist and all will be revealed. Welcome to all of you, whether you're listening on SoundCloud, Podomatic, or indeed if you subscribe free to Newcastle Roots Music Radio in iTunes. And talking of playlists, going back to my previous point, you should be also able to find my playlist on my Facebook page. Have a like of it while you're there. And also, could you please follow me on Twitter? That would be excellent if you could, at Roots of the World. I saw Debs McCoy, going back to Debs, at the old Cinema Laundrette in Durham some time ago. Very authentic, very honest, very sensitive artist. Really, really nice gig in that very intimate setting. We're going to hear two more artists now that you'll be able to catch at the old Cinema Laundrette in Durham over the next month. First, is Hexham folk trio Tide, and we're going to hear a track called The Falls from their excellent album Hidden Spoon, and you can catch them at the old Cinema Laundrette right at the beginning of November, the 2nd of November. So you may well have missed this, some of you, by the time that gig's gone past, but the album is well worth purchasing. Then on the 23rd of November, talented young singer-songwriter from Kent, Luke Jackson. He's going to be at the old Cinema Laundrette. We're going to hear a track called How Does It Feel from his More Than Boys album. Following on from that, the focus switches from the Durham area to the Washington area of northeast England with the Davy Lamp Folk Club, who, as always, have got a gig every Saturday night this month. And the 30th of November is no exception with the very talented female folk trio Lady Masery making an appearance, and we're going to hear a track from their Mayday album called The Grey Selkie. So we have Tide, then Luke Jackson, and then Lady Masery.
Broken the mold, and they've blossomed. blossomed into objects that have become harder to hold. And he, well, he's your only son, and he wants your pride in the man that he hopes to become. And she, she's bloomed to your girl, and you have the ambition for her to try conquer the world. So how does it feel to see? How does it feel to see your children grow and face the world? Kiss us at the door and wave goodbye. Just kiss us at the door and wish us luck, 'cause we all grow up. But you, you've been here before. With your bag, beer and facts, you decided to sneak out their door. But they, they stayed to watch you grow, and they gritted their teeth as you became someone they didn't know. Now you, gone through those days, and they're proud of you now, and they hope that you'll stay this way. So how does it feel to see? How does it feel to see? Does it feel to watch them grow? How does it feel? One day we will know. We'd kiss them at the door and wave goodbye. Just kiss them at the door and wish them luck, 'cause we all grow up.
fate this world has laid on me. And as she sighed and as she sang, her heart did break in three.
Thrilling sound there of the man from Niger, the man of blues, Bambino. And he's bringing his band on the 4th of November to the Ark in Stockton. And that thrilling track was Adinat from his excellent album, Nomad. Now we're going to follow up with some more music from beyond these shores, starting off with sitarist Ustad Shahid Parviz Khan, who brings his sitar, as it were, to the Sage in Gateshead on the 8th of November. We're going to hear his Raga Jajavanti from the album Renuma. We're going to follow that up with the gorgeous sound of the stringed African instrument, the kora, to mark the fact that on the 24th of November, as part of the Making Tracks in World Music series at the Sage Gateshead, Balake Sissoko will be bringing his kora. We're going to hear him with the icon of the kora, that most notable of kora players, alongside obviously Balake himself, Tumane Diabate, and this track we'll hear from them is called Chekna Demba, and it's from a superb album called New and Ancient Songs. And then finally, we're going to go jazz meets the Near East with the Matt Ridley Trio, who are going to be at the Maltings on the 20th of November, and we're going to hear a track from them called Hijaz. So, Ustad Shahid Parviz Khan, Balake Sissoko with Tumane Diabate, and then the Matt Ridley Trio.
Thank you.
Matt Ridley trio there. And before we go any further, when I said the Maltings, I certainly don't mean the Maltings Arts Centre at Farnham in Surrey, another very popular world music venue. I mean the Maltings in Berwick, and you'll be able to catch Hijaz and lots of other tracks by the Matt Ridley trio there on the 20th of November. And while I'm about it, I should also have mentioned that the 8th of November Shahid Parviz Khan gig at the Sage Gateshead is promoted by that very hard-working organisation, Gem Arts UK. The term hard-working, that certainly applies to the Jumpin' Hot Club, and November is no exception. Take, for instance, the 8th of November, they're bringing us the superb US roots musician Luke Winslow King, and we're going to hear his Flood Waltz from his self-titled album in a moment. 8th of November at the Clooney, that's the date for your diary there. Then right at the end of the month, the Jitterbug Vipers come to the Live Theatre in Newcastle, presented again by the Jumpin' Hot Club. And we're going to hear Undecided from Phoebe's Dream. They really are a very distinct sound, as you'll see. And then we're going down to Durham to the Hot Club of Cowtown. They're at the Gala Theatre this month, and they're going to be playing for us Crazy 'Cause I Love You. Well, not actually playing for us, I'm playing from a CD, but there we go. Continental Stomps, the album. So we've got Luke Winslow King, the Jitterbug Vipers, and then we're ending it up with the Hot Club of Cowtown.
I can't ignore the waters, they're rising, and I'll not forget the vows that we've made for 80 nights in this cabin without you. Stretching over the sum of our days. What stays on my mind lies beyond the horizon, in a creek near a field where once I purposed it burns in and never misses a day, dear. How are you so far away? Keep an axe in the attic, hold your worries at bay. Have Birdie tie a bolt to the roof. I'll be chasing this letter from an upriver town, rushing to hold you o'er watery ground. Shy thought reminds me, a picture keeps haunting. The water is rising, it circles our bed. Your vision keeps calling, it quickens my pace, dear. Why are you so far away? Keep an eye in the attic, hold your worries at bay. Have birdie, tie a bolt to the roof. I'll be chasing this letter from an upriver town, rushing to hold you o'er watery ground.
Your mind.
If you fancy some hot club of Cowtown, the 15th of November, by the way, is the date for your diary at the Gala Theatre in Durham. Well, the 30th of November is going to be quite a difficult decision for you all, because, of course, we've got Lady Masery at David Lamp Folk Club in Washington. We've got the Jitterbug Vipers at the Live Theatre, rather, in Newcastle. And we've got, at the Cumberland Arms, Bomb Scare. Bomb Scare, Glasgow ska group, their take on the Magical Mystery Tour by a group called The Beatles. Heard of them? They're going to be at the Cumberland Arms, again presented by the Jumpin' and Hot Club. Very busy night for them, on the 30th of November. As fine an institution as the Cumberland Arms in Bycombe and Newcastle is, it will be Bomb Scare from Glasgow that will be appearing on the 30th of November, and not The Beatles. There's no reunion planned. Now on to matters Northumberland. You could well have a busy night on the 23rd of November, and you'll need to be in Alnwick, at Alnwick Playhouse to be precise, because Heidi Talbot, the wonderful Irish folk singer, she'll be there. Meanwhile, on the 28th of November, at Rothbury Roots, up at the Queen's Head at Rothbury Roots Folk Club, old-time duo from the States, Dana and Susan Robinson, will be making an appearance. And at South Shields Folk Club, on Sunday the 24th of November, at the Customs House in South Shields, it'll be Maggie Boyle. Now, we're going to hear Heidi Talbot, first of all, with Tell Me Truly, from her album The Last Star. Dana and Susan Robinson, we're going to hear The Lost Girl from Native Soil album. And then Maggie Boyle, we're going to hear her from an album she did a long time ago now with Steve Tilston, All Under the Sun. And we'll hear a song called The Maid with the Bonnie Brown Hair. Heidi Talbot, Dana and Susan Robinson, and then Maggie Boyle.
Tell me, why do you scorn me? Why, when I ask, you answer me no? Tell me truly. Tell me, why do you scorn me? Why, when I ask, you answer me no?
True. I heard a young maiden did sing, and I stood in complete amazement. I gazed on that maiden so fair. She appeared to me brighter than Venus, the maid with the bonny brown hair. Her eyes did shine like diamonds, her cheeks like the red rose in June, her skin was as white as the lily, and her breath had the rarest perfume, and the dress of the best speckled velvet, this charming wee lass she did wear, and chains of bright gold and pure silver were twined in her bonny brown hair. Till at last we named the wedding day. Then one day while conversing together, very kindly to me she did say, "Oh, it's I have another far kinder, my land and my fortune to share. So farewell to you now and forever," said the maid bonny brown than the maid with the bonny brown hair.
Maggie Boyle there, appearing at the Customs House in South Shields this month at South Shields Folk Club. Now, it's really important, if at all possible, that you support the music. Either you could buy a CD or download a track on iTunes, perhaps, or even maybe attend a gig. It's also good if you can support independent retailers, and I'd recommend Coda Records in Edinburgh, Coda Music rather. They're really excellent, really helpful staff, and very well informed. I'm going to be playing a sequence of tracks in a moment, after which that's me done for this month. I'll be back on the 1st of December, that's Sunday the 1st of December, with December 2013 Newcastle Roots Music Radio. And thank you very much for listening. Please do pass on information about this podcast, web link, whatever, to help really get the music out there more than anything else. That's the really important thing. Now, I went a few months ago to see the Spooky Men's Chorale in Hexham, and supporting the Spooky Men from Australia were Lucy Wise, or was Lucy Wise rather, excellent Australian folk singer. Now, when she's back in Oz, she's known as Lucy Wise and the Begollies, and we're going to hear a track from one of her albums in a minute called Redcliffe Beach. And by the way, all the information is on the playlist, which you can find at rootstheworld.blogspot.co.uk. Met a chap called Neil Cousins again a few months ago at a gig for Oxfam in Jesmond in Newcastle. He is on the Oil Bug Music label, an excellent little label in East Anglia. And we're going to hear a beautiful song called You from his album Bonfire. And then finally, we're going to end this month's Newcastle Roots Music Radio with our Northeast Artist of the Month again, Debs McCoy, the title track from her album Tiny Wooden Blocks, Tiny Wooden Blocks. Just also to say before I go, the style of this month's podcast, a bit like last month's and the programme I do on Hive Radio, Roots of the World show, been a bit briefer than normal in terms of talk, a bit less time to do things because by the time you hear this, I'll have just come back from Oz and I had to squeeze in preparing this programme before leaving. So a bit less artist information than normal, but lots of music, and who's going to complain about that? Anyway, to end the show, Lucy Wise from Oz, Neil Cousins from East Anglia, and Debs McCoy from Newcastle. Thank you very much for listening. Bye for now. Sighing for a while.
down by the troubled ocean. There are children playing in the sand. They're typing on a world handheld. Send a message to wish you loved one well. And in my time upon the earth, well, I've seen small and great things too. In the city people
wooden box with letters binding words. One at a time out the box, ink blocks stamp delicate sound, complex words. One at a time out the box, ink blocks stamp delicate sound, complex words. An inky scrabble game I can't fathom, objects are shifting form. Words that come slow reading, top to low, invisible ink for sure. One at a time out the box, ink block stamp, delicate sound, complex word. One at a time out the box, ink block stamp, delicate sound, complex word. Tiny wooden blocks, a story bound and locked in a box of uniform. Open up that box, lift a letter off, ink it up and verse. One at a time out the box, ink box stamp, delicate sound, complex words. One at a time out the box, ink block stamp, delicate sound, complex words.